Hi guys, welcome back. It's Nick Elliott, and this is another Nick Elliott podcast. And once again, I'm joined by the legend and top presenter that is the Reverend, known as the Reverend, Chris Moore.
Bless you, my child.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Say three Hail Marys and I'll tell you.
Three Hail Marys.
Three Hail Marys.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, I've a tick the box.
You've got to say three Hail Marys.
Oh, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary.
That's it then. Okay. And I'm perfectly all right. How are you?
I'm all right, Chris.
Good.
I'm a lot better, actually, than I was last time we did the first show a couple of weeks back. How you been?
Yeah, I'm improving as well. My back has sorted itself.
Has it sorted?
I'm glad to say.
Fantastic.
Because yeah, I don't like being doubled over.
Is that all that kind of hanging around pulpits and that kind of stuff?
Well, yes, basically.
Font, baths.
I've been put on strings as well, you see.
Have you really?
Yeah. So the great people out there have been playing with me, so to speak.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I do declare, as
I
say in the trade.
Oh, do I? What trade?
How was your weekend? Were you busy at church?
No, because I don't really... You know, I'm a false vicar. I masquerade as a reverend.
Masquerade.
See, that's a good word.
It is.
That means I act as one.
Does that mean that you wear a mask and cloak?
No, it doesn't. Although I could do.
Incognito.
Yes, no. Well, I suppose that's the origins of the word, actually.
Is it?
I suppose it is. But it means to... act as one, you know. So I'm not a real vicar.
No, I know you're not.
But it all goes back in my old, one of my earlier reincarnations when I used to play a rock show and they got to hear of the fact that I've got an ordination of some church in America online, free of charge.
Right.
So I got the title The Reverend and they came up with, how about The Reverend of Rock?
I think it's good though.
And it sounds, doesn't it? It sounds all right.
Yeah, it's bloody good though.
The rock bit has been dropped. And it's now just the Reverend.
Just the Reverend.
So I answer to the Reverend, of course, all the side jokes that go with it.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Religious and...
Other derivations are Padre. So people say to me, oh, good morning, Padre. And I say three Hail Marys.
Now,
yes.
Answer a question.
Right.
What's the difference between a Padre and a Vicar?
A Padre, or a Padre, however you want to say it,
yeah,
is a Vicar in the Army or Navy. Or
is it really?
Yes, that's a Padre.
So oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm not one of those.
No.
No. And I'm not one of the real type either.
No. But that was interesting to kind of clear up that fact.
A bit of knowledge for you.
I always learn something when we do these shows, Chris.
So do I, actually, Nick, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Life is an education.
It's something like that.
Isn't it, just?
Yes.
You go, I don't know why I'm in these glasses. They're reading glasses. Oh, that's better. now I see.
Do you know where you are?
Now I see everything.
Do you remember me?
Yes, I think you're Nick. It's amazing. It's a revelation.
Is
it's
it?
Divine.
A revelation for the Reverend.
Oh, yes. From the book of Revelations.
Right.
Have you ever read that?
Not at all.
If you want some...
I don't like Westerns.
No. If you want some far out wacky reading, the book of Revelations in the Bible is marvellous.
Is it really?
Yeah. You want it, it's all a dream sequence. And it's like, hey, man, that type of thing.
Oh, okay.
So you've got the horsemen of the apocalypse going through, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah, very scary stuff. And plagues and pestilences, things of that nature.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh,
you're getting deep now, Chris.
Yeah. Anyway, we digress, don't we?
We do, just slightly. But no, it's made a good opening to the show.
A good opening.
To the show. Obviously, if you've already listened to the show we did a couple of weeks ago, Chris and myself, we did a small, well, in our way, a tribute to the legend that was Steve Wright, BBC Radio 2. And funnily enough, we'd been talking quite a bit off mic before we started recording today. And Chris told me about something that he recently done with Radio Caroline. Explain a bit about that, Chris.
Yeah, well, what happens is, on a Sunday morning, 9 o'clock through to 10, Radio Caroline put out the listeners' top 15.
Right.
Where what you have to do is you just send in your details, your 15 favourite tracks, a little bit of info about yourself, and then about 6 months later, they put it out as a programme.
Oh, wonderful.
So I had mine read out. I think I submitted it about 4 or 5 months ago.
Right.
And then I got this email through saying it was going to be played out as of, you know, last Sunday.
So is it a rock show or is it a request show?
It can
show?
Be what you want it to be because it's the listener's own favourite top 15.
Oh, fantastic.
So I've got my top 15 here, you see? So I thought I'd just list them.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's hear what you pick, Chris.
We'll take them in reverse order. Okay. Right? Number 15, I had the Star Spangled Banner by Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
Do you remember that track?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely fantastic.
I had the track on the double album.
Brilliant guitar playing. Absolutely tremendous. Do you agree?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. 14, by way of complete contrast, Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi.
Really?
Lovely little song. And it's made by that giggle at the end of it.
Yeah.
The little
giggle she does. Yes, I do. Yeah.
So
of course, I wouldn't have thought that had been in there with you.
Most definitely. And what they do, these presenters, they go two tracks and then they make a little comment. So
okay.
They were onto my biography then.
Right, so okay.
Things, yeah. In at 13, right, we had ZZ Top.
Ah.
And the track I chose was Legs.
Okay, yeah, good stuff.
That's a good
great
little,
video.
Good little, oh, yes. All those ZZ Top
videos were good. Yeah, they were.
They were good. And then 12, well, I put in a track, which I didn't realise what I'd done until I put it in.
Right.
It's a Steely Dan track.
Oh, good band.
And it was called Peg. And I didn't realise it until
I
read
it
back.
I know that one.
Peg Legs. See, that number 12 was Peg. Number 13 was Legs.
Yeah.
Listeners were texting in saying Peg Legs.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. But good. Oh, great band. I probably know it.
Yeah.
By listening to it. Yeah.
If I sung it properly.
Yeah, don't bother though.
I won't.
I'll listen to the band.
Right. 11 then on my top 15.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this track. It was Rush, Spirit of Radio.
I don't know that.
Don't know. Oh, you got that.
Don't think I do.
That is like a anthem to radio.
Right.
It's tremendous. Yeah.
Okay. They kind of passed me by a little bit.
Rush,
did they? Yeah, they did. If I'm honest.
Underestimated band.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, totally.
Right, we're going into the top 10.
Okay.
At number 10, Deep Purple. And what track do I choose? Have a go. It could be any. It could be.
Well, the obviously Smoke on the Water. But
it wasn't that one.
No.
The other obvious one.
Yeah, Christ.
Black Knight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know that was...
That was one that I never really liked. That opening riff gets me.
Yeah, they did it on the 7-inch single, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. No, I was never bothered about that. Well, I had it, but I was never bothered. I wouldn't have considered it one of their best.
I just love that riff.
Right.
Yeah. Right, number 9, I know you're not too keen on this band, it was The Doors.
No.
And the track I chose was Break On Through.
Break On Through to
the Other Side.
I wouldn't know that at
Very
all.
Typical Jim Morrison, sort of anarchy type, crazy track.
Right.
He was a brilliant poet. And for all you listeners out there, here is a copy of the CD. Yeah. That I was playing today, called The American Prayer, Jim Morrison and Music by The Doors.
And is that track that you just mentioned that album?
It's not.
Okay.
No, this is an album of his poetry put to music.
Okay.
And it's really quite creepy to listen to that.
Right.
So a quiet listening, I would suggest.
Okie dokie.
8, we go all modern. Foo Fighters.
Oh, wonderful band.
And I chose Times Like These.
Oh, great stuff.
What a song.
Mm.
What a great song.
I think he's one of the... I think them as a rock band are one of the kind of dying breed of a real rock band. And I think Grohl is a rock star.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
Big time.
7, a song that I think was not typical of this band's output, but the band were Blur.
Yeah.
And the song I chose was a Song 2, which is just a very quick, loud explosion of noise. Woohoo!
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been used on soundtracks for ads.
That's it.
Yeah.
It lasts
it's good
about
track.
2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Is it really? Yeah. Just a short track?
Short little track, and I love it.
Mm, that's a good. That is a good track.
Number 6. Oh, yes. Now, this, again, is terrific. Metallica.
Yeah.
Enter Sandman.
Mm.
Oh.
Wonderful.
That's one that makes me fizz when
wonderful,
I play that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, wonderful track that is.
Absolutely
really good.
Tremendous, isn't it? 5, Genesis, I Know What I Like.
Good call.
In My Wardrobe.
Gabriel Years.
Yeah. I like the line, me, I'm just a lawnmower.
Mm.
You can tell me
but
by the way
I walk.
What on earth is that all about?
Now, on that subject.
Yes.
Gabriel or Collins?
Gabriel for me.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Collins for me.
All right.
Every day of the week.
Why would you say that?
Because I think Phil Collins is one of the most underrated, bad PR'd artists of his generation. I think the guy is absolutely formidable.
He is a
formidable artist.
My favourite track of his on his own is Sussudio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is a tremendous piece of music. But I preferred Genesis before they became popified. You know, they did. They went more to mainstream.
Yeah, that's what people say about that. I just think they moved away from the prog rock vibe, didn't they?
Yes.
They
did. Well, that's why I consider them at their best.
Yeah.
You know, the Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff. But for me, I think it was Collins. Just because the guy is so good.
Marvellous.
So good.
Marvellous chap. Where am I at? What number was that? That was Genesis, wasn't it? Right, yep. Number four, I had to put this band in, Led Zeppelin.
I do, mate.
The track I chose was The Wanton Song, which is not an often played track.
No, I don't think I'd know that.
I can't even imitate to do that one.
Right.
But if you get a chance, it's on the Physical Graffiti album.
Okay, yeah, I know you're a fan of that, ain't you?
Oh, tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, get a chance to listen out to The Wanton Song, please do.
Okie dokie.
Brings me to my top three, Nick. Pink Floyd are going to be in there.
Got to be.
Now, how do I choose a favourite Pink Floyd? It's impossible.
Difficult.
So I just picked on one that I'd been playing the other day.
Right.
And it was Run Like Hell.
Right, okay.
Tremendous guitar work in that. Great lyrics, great pace of the song. Tremendous.
Yeah.
But it's not an often played one.
No.
My favourite all-time album is Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And it's not from that.
Well, we share that, don't we?
Yes. And I think we share it with half the population of the world.
Possibly, which is a bit of a gas, really, because you like to be kind of individual,
yeah,
don't you?
But that was just too good. It really was. Number two, I think you might consider a bit of a strange entry for me, really, but it's there, Joe Satriani. And the track is Surfing with the Alien.
Guy can do it. I wouldn't know the track, I've got to confess, but yeah, the guy can certainly do the job.
Yeah. Well, see, I could have chucked up this list and I could have put them in any order.
Yeah.
But what did I have as number one? You've mentioned prog rock. The band were Yes.
Oh.
And I chose Going for the One.
One of my all-time favourite bands.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, good track.
So.
Yeah, excellent track.
That, as I said in my blurb over the station, how do I select a top 15? Because I've done another top 15 a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it was nothing like this.
I'm quite surprised, really, with your list. I'm surprised there's no Beatles.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I just couldn't put them in, but I think I would have put if I had another track, I would have put the Beatles in.
Yeah.
And my favourite would probably be Too Much, I think, which is not an often played track of theirs.
Don't think I know that one.
That's on the soundtrack to, what is it? Oh, crikey. Can't think now, but it's a not so well known on the Yellow Submarine album.
Oh, okay.
That's where it is.
Yeah. Okay.
But I haven't got any Beach Boys in there. I haven't got any Rainbow in there.
Well, I think you're always going to struggle, ain't you? When people say what you're top this or top that, you're always going to struggle. Can you do it?
Yeah.
I think it's easier to do it with albums than it is tracks.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like, again, conversations that I've had recently doing these shows, your favourite films. You know, have you got a favourite film?
Favourite film? I do, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Really?
Mm.
Would that be number one?
That would definitely be number one.
Could you give us a number two and three?
Two, just the recent Oppenheimer.
Okay.
Pretty heavy going.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, three, I don't know, because I'm not really a film buff.
No, I know you're not. I just thought I'd hit you with that a bit off the cuff, a bit of a googly.
Stanley Kubrick, anything by him.
Right, okay.
Was brilliant, but the imagery on the film
in
2001 is just fantastic. And most of it is put to classical music.
I think I've only seen the first 20 minutes of that, then I got a bit of a yawn off with it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Because it's full of imagery.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. It didn't really take me anywhere, so I sacked it off, I think. I only ever give films 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If I don't get by the first 20 minutes, it ain't going to work for me.
Other than that, I'd say Benny Hill.
Did he make a film?
He did.
Did he really?
Always have been chasing women around in fast motion.
Yeah, there was always a lot of that going on, weren't there? I know he did Italian Job, didn't he? With Michael Caine. He was in that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he made anything else.
But going back to this list, it was just great for 1 hour to settle back and listen to these tracks played out on a radio station with somebody else doing a links between them.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. But then I would do, because I put it together.
Well, no, I think it's always good. It's always good to listen to your music played, isn't it? Certainly when you get it aired.
And with other people's take on it.
Yeah.
You know, like he expressed his comments on them. He particularly liked a couple, I can't remember which. He said it. Clearly, Chris is up to his description of being an old rocker, because that's how I described myself.
Oh, right, okay.
Which I think is about right, really.
Yeah, possibly.
Old rocker. I think I said an old hippie rocker. I think that's what I put down.
Right, okay.
And a bit of each.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
No, and I think the 60s and the 70s come through, but then there's blurs in there, you know. What else is in here out of that date? Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
They're not there. Joe Satriani, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, strongly 60s, 70s influenced.
And number one, yes.
Number one, yes, although whether I put it there this week, I don't know. Looking back on this, I might not.
Right, okay. So if you was to reshuffle that, you'd probably come up with 15 different ones.
That's what
Is that what you're saying?
I could tear that paper up into 15 strips.
Yeah.
And I could chuck it in the air and I'd read it out as they came down, and that would be my number 15 to 1.
Really?
Yeah. Because that. You know, how can you compare them?
Well, I suppose it moves, don't it? It moves a lot. Well, in saying that, I do think we're going to be put to the test, because we've got a bit of a strange stalker caller that's going to be calling in very soon.
Oh, no.
We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to do a live music quiz.
Wow.
I don't really know what this consists of.
It's going to go well, then.
But I do believe Annie Brooks, my PA, is due to ring in a few minutes.
Yeah.
In actual fact, it should be 1 minute.
1 minute's time.
And then we're gonna put her on to loudspeaker.
Yeah.
And we're gonna do this music quiz live, which will be a bit of a giggle, won't it?
It'll be a big laugh, certainly if we don't know the question.
Don't know anything. Answers. I know absolutely nothing about it, Chris, apart from those 12 questions.
Well, I'll tell you what, we could do our best 40 Towers imitation, could we, Manuel? I know nothing.
We could do that.
I know nothing, Mr. Fawlty.
We could do that.
Yeah.
We could do that.
I see nothing.
Excuse me, still got this bloody cough, which is a bit of a gas. Yeah, so I thought this would be a nice little thing.
Well, live radio on a podcast.
Yeah, a live radio on a podcast, or a live call-in, anyway.
Well, yeah, crikey, that sounds good.
Which would be quite good.
Ooh, yeah.
So I don't know where she is. She's supposed to be calling.
That's all right.
I thought she was coming in at 10 to 4.
Oh, well, that can't be exact on the dot, you know.
Well, but you've got to be punctual, Chris.
Punctual, yes.
You've got to be.
I don't mean exact.
Professionalism.
Well,
it's all about professionalism.
Takes me back to my school days teaching. That you know, old times and stuff like that. Nick is looking all puzzled at the moment. I'm trying to see what he's worried about.
No, it's all right. I think I've got around the problem.
Good.
Yeah, I think the call actually paused the recording, which was a bit of a git.
All right.
But
no.
I think we've only lost a couple of seconds, but it is rolling again now. So
it probably cut me out. So it's just as well.
No, I don't think so. I think we're okay. We're okay, young Chris.
Good.
We're okay. Anyway, how you been, Annie?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just walked in the door after a day at the cold base.
Okie dokie.
And pleasure to speak to you both.
Do you think you should be doing work in a pit, you know, at your kind of age? Do you think that's a good thing?
Of course.
I know none of us can afford to pay electric bills, so any other form of fossil fuels is going to be the way forward.
Well, I think so.
And I used to work at the chalk face. Yeah.
At the chalk face?
Did
you? Yeah.
At the chalk face?
Yeah.
The chalk face mine.
Used to be a teacher.
Ooh. I'm a teaching assistant in my other job.
Oh, all power to you.
I would have been assisting you. like
assistants do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I used to rely on my teaching assistants. They did a marvellous job, yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, lovely.
Were you in secondary education?
Pardon?
Were you Were you in secondary education?
Well, I was in all types, actually. I trained in secondary, and I moved across into middle school work. Then I moved into primary school via private schools, public schools, special schools, you name them.
You've been everywhere, then.
I've been everywhere. In fact, the school I went to was very, very good indeed, personally.
That's good.
Do you know why it was?
No, why?
Because it was approved.
Boom, boom. Yeah, that's a Basil Brush joke, isn't it? Fuck me. Moving swiftly along, what are you going to do then today, Anna?
Well, I don't know whether you've had a look at your WhatsApp
conversation
on your
phone. Not at all.
I thought you two chaps talking to each other, I thought, why not test you both with your intellect and your knowledge?
Intellect?
Or why you're having a good old chat about it as well. And I've sent you a photograph of a little trophy that you're both going to be playing for.
Oh, right, okay. I can't look at that in the minute, I've got to say.
Okay. Well, I've got next to me a very nice little gold cup.
Okey dokey.
One winner on it. So I've got 12 questions and a tiebreaker.
Okay, okay.
And I wondered who might come out on top on this Tuesday afternoon. Seeing what we're doing. So,
if it goes as normal, Nick comes out on top. He prefers it on top.
I don't mind anyway.
No.
Really? I'm open to suggestions. Always. It's a creative thing, isn't it?
It certainly is.
What I mean?
I do. We're creative souls.
I think Chris should go first.
Oh, thanks.
He's the guest, so let's let Chris go first.
Here we go.
Okay, then. So the subject of today's quiz is 60s and 70s music.
Right.
Is that up your barrel? Is that up your street?
Well, if I get it right, yes. If not, no.
Okay. Right then, Chris. Number one. In his 1979 hit, Escape, Rupert Holmes enjoyed getting caught in the rain with which cocktail?
Blimey. Which cocktail? Caught in the rain? Phew.
Escape was the name of the song.
Oh, crikey. Pass.
Yeah.
Over to you, Nick.
No.
Okay.
No
Nick,
idea.
Over to you for a thing? Or
no idea. No idea at all.
If you like... Drinking pina colada.
Oh, pina colada.
No, not
that. Oh, that one. Oh, I know what you said. I know it now that you said the title.
Yeah. Well, Barry Manilow did it, but...
No, he didn't. He did a cover.
He did a cover of it. Don't know. Yeah, I don't know who did the original.
Okay, well, never mind. You both failed miserably at that one.
That's a good start.
It's still nil-nil.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Oh, right, this is going well.
Right. Isn't it? Right, Nick. Who, if you don't get this, I should be very surprised. Who sang the song of the 70s Bond film, The Man with the Golden Gun?
Oh, blimey. Say something, Nick.
Yeah, I will do.
Is that confirming I can hear?
No, not at all. it weren't Sheena Easton, was it?
No.
Ooh, so you're passing then?
What did she sing the theme to? Which Bond film was she?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh. Bloody hell.
Crikey, O'Reilly.
Chris, any idea?
Was that a woman or was that a guy that sung that?
You know, can you tell us that much? Was it a woman or a man?
It was a woman.
You said, what did you say, Nick?
Sheena Easton, I said.
Dionne Warwick. Who?
No.
I pass.
I can't remember.
You'll kick yourself. It was Lulun.
Oh, of course Christ, it was. Yeah. Bloody hell.
We're doing well, Nick.
Yeah, one of the worst Bond films ever made, that bloody thing.
Sheena is the
same
for your eyes.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Okie dokie.
Okay, number three, back to Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, now this is a bit of a tricky one.
Oh, no.
What year was the Sony Walkman released, and did you have one?
The Sony Walkman,
yeah,
and we're talking, yeah, we're talking 60s and 70s, are we? Or is that out? I would have thought it was later than that.
Ooh.
83.
Okay. No. What about you, Nicholas?
I'm going to say that was about 75, 76.
Ooh, somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle between 76 and 83, then, boys. It was actually 1979.
All right, okay.
Year I started teaching. Good God.
So was that, it really?
So that's what I was confiscating all those years ago.
Bloody hell.
I bet you were as
these,
well.
These are hard.
They are.
Aren't they?
I thought you said this is going to be easy.
I thought
they
were, this one's going to be a real ball of contention.
All right.
Nick, yeah. Okay? But please come in, Chris, if when Nick gets it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What was the best-selling single of the decade in the UK in the 1970s?
Oh, it's your one, Nick. Best-selling single.
In the 70s?
It's a stab in the dark, isn't it?
It could be Slade. It could be Gary Glitter. It could be Bloody ABBA.
All right, are any of those right?
Pardon?
Are any of those he just said correct?
No.
Oh, that's all right. So I can have three goes then. Right.
Go on, then.
Seventies. Mud, Tiger Feet. That's one guess.
Okay, no.
Sweet, Blockbuster.
Or Good Soul.
Yeah.
That song, but no.
No, I've got one more go.
It was at the top
of the charts
for 5 weeks, I think.
Mullen Kintyre.
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
get in, son.
Well done. More scores won. Well, it's bloody good, isn't it? It's good that it's good that we got a score.
Yeah.
Top job. Well done, Chris.
Marvellous. Oh, I'm winning.
Absolutely. Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
I can't remember whose turn it is. Is it Chris's turn now?
Say that again.
I think it is.
I think it's Chris's turn. Yeah, because you asked that of me.
Okay. Well, sorry, Nick. You're not going to like this question because I've got a feeling you might get it right. Rock band released 70s albums Paranoid and Masters of Reality?
Is it me?
Did you?
Yes.
Paranoid and
Master of Reality.
Masters of Reality.
Metallica.
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
No, incorrect. Shall we move over to
Black Sabbath?
It is Black Sabbath. Well done.
Oh,
yeah. Good guess, though, with Metallica, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well done, Nick. You've got a point there. Fantastic. Right, are you ready then?
Yeah.
So, Nick, this is your question. Which Led Zeppelin song famously references Norse mythology?
Oh, stone me.
Which Led Zeppelin song famously references Norse mythology?
It'd help if I knew what Norse mythology was.
Well, that's about like Vikings and things like that, isn't
it? Oh, okay. All right. Gallows Pole? Evermore? Battle of Evermore?
No.
Stairway to Heaven?
No. One more guess each, boys.
No.
It was the Immigrant Song.
Oh, I was about to say that as well. Oh.
Oh, bless
no,
God.
I and wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, that 2 minute track.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great song, isn't it?
Oh, it you certainly know. Is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then. Right, Chris, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question 7. Which American rocker was the final performer at Woodstock Festival in 1969.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes!
Hey!
Well done, Chris.
I would have got that.
Yeah.
Were you there?
I was there in spirit.
I can imagine you were.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done, Chris.
And he takes the lead. Yeah.
He does. Two up.
Oh, 2-1.
From the halfway line. Right.
You got one. You got one.
Oh, yeah, 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1. Back of the net. Nick, how many number ones did the Beatles have during the 1960s? And I'll let you have it.
5.
With 2 points in 2 years either way.
5.
No, is that your answer?
Yeah.
No.
I'll say 7.
No, it's 17.
Is it really?
Stone me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that. No, I would not have got that.
No.
It's a bit of a ballpark figure. That's why I was going to let you have it two numbers either way. Sorry. Right. Okay then. Whose turn is it next then? It's back to Chris.
Okay.
Peter, Paul and Mary sang Leaving on a Jet Plane, but who wrote the song?
John Denver.
It was indeed. Well done.
Me.
Thank you.
Chris Moore.
Yes, 3 points.
He's storming ahead, isn't he?
1 point to Nick.
I thought I knew that, actually. I wouldn't have said John Denver. But no. Yeah.
Oh, I know these things. Nick.
This is a question for you. Which band were recording their first album at Abbey Road whilst the Beatles were recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Band?
That was Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
It was.
Yes.
For an extra point, could you name the album?
It's Dark Side of the Moon.
Album. Their first album.
A first album? Piper at the Gates of Dawn?
Correct.
Oh.
2 points to Nick.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, it is actually 3-all.
Oh, 3-all. Going into the final. All.
Yeah, right, okay. Ooh. Right, Chris, it's your turn. AC/DC won the award for selling 10 million copies of which album in 1980?
1980. Let There Be Rock.
No, that's incorrect, I'm afraid. Oh. Nick, over to you.
It's Back in Black.
Oh!
It was!
Oh, no, I've let it go.
Oh, there's still time.
Oh, was there?
Well done, Nick.
Yeah, well
done.
Sorry
about that.
Tribute to Bon Scott.
All right.
Okay, then. It's back to Nick, though, now.
Uh-oh.
Which British rock band formed in London in 1966 consisted of Jack Bruce, Eric
Cream.
Clapton and Ginger Baker?
Cream.
And before I answered it, he got it correct. Well done. Well done. Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Chris.
Oh, no.
I'm willing you to get this next one right.
Make it easy.
All right, then. What is the name of the instrumental by The Shadows?
Apache.
Hang on, I've got finished. Oh. I'll start it so I'll finish. That topped the UK single charts for 5 weeks in 1960. The answer was?
Apache.
It was indeed. Well done.
Chris Moore.
Fantastic. Ooh. Well done. That's amazing. Oh, that is the end of my quiz.
Oh
is that?
I'd just like to say, Nicholas, you got 5 points, and Chris, you got.
Who's
four
this
points.
Nicholas guy?
Nick, you won. Congratulations.
Oh, well done, Nick.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. Mind you, they were bloody difficult, man.
Oh, dear.
Stone me.
Do you want to make them easier if I do it again, then?
Sorry?
I didn't want to make them too easy. You both got really good brains on music.
No.
They were good questions.
Yeah, they were good questions. Yeah. Yeah. don't bother to ring in again.
You can't say that. You won.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, I've got a parcel that's up to you now.
Oh, so what's he getting? What's the prize he's got?
No idea.
It's a cup. Oh. A gold cup. Yeah.
Gold cup.
It's the podcast cup.
Podcast cup.
Nick Elliott's Podcast Show Cup.
And what could I have won?
A holiday in the bananas.
A speedboat.
Holiday in the banana. Yeah. There we go.
Holiday in the bananas.
And a speedboat.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, that. And what quiz show did you use to be able to win a speedboat on?
Bullseye.
Oh, we were talking about that a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Really, were you?
Yeah, oh, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. We were rabbiting in killing time.
In one. In two.
Get nothing for two in the bed.
And this is the prize you could have won.
Yes, that's right. But you didn't.
No, exactly.
That was so mean, that programme.
What do you think? Why? Was it because of the presenting?
Or was
it a bit...
Well, you know, this is what you could have won. It's like saying it's like saying you didn't because you're stupid.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Mind you, I think a lot of people who went on were they? They couldn't even throw darts, could they? Most of the buggers.
You're supposed to hit the board, not the camera.
Bloody nonsense.
Do you remember the golden shots?
I do.
Yeah. I was just about to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that? Oh, my gosh.
That was a good programme. You had to line it up perfectly, didn't you?
You did.
And then Bernie the Boat. Was it Bernie the Boat?
Bernie the Boat.
Bernie the Boat.
Bernie the Boat.
Hello, Mr. Boat. How are you?
Yeah.
Mr. B Boat.
Mr. B Boat.
Well, thank you very much for ringing in, Annie, with that quiz.
Yeah, thanks.
You're very welcome.
They were excellent, excellent questions.
They were.
And we'll be in touch.
Just to say, we think you've passed the audition.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, thanks again. Catch you in a bit. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Beep, beep, beep.
They were bloody difficult.
Oh, no.
Stone me. Some of them I wouldn't have got.
I didn't quite understand the scoring system on that. At one point, I was 3 up. Next time, I was 5 down.
No, I didn't understand where the 2 points bit come from. I don't know. She lives in Leicester, man. That's what you get, isn't it?
She comes from Barcelona.
Oh, dear. Well, Leicester's similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Put it this way, you can get a good curry in Leicester.
Well, I go to Asda for mine. Other stores are available.
Well, goodness me, eh?
Oh, dear me.
That was a surprise. I thought they were going to be a lot more easy.
Oh, I was.
You know?
I thought you'd say... Name the name missing. John, Paul, George, and...
Dave.
Dave. Cedric.
Rodney.
Cough it up, Nick.
Oh, dear. I'm on the process, or in the process, of getting another cough again, I think.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear me. Oh. Well, that was quite an enjoyable interlude, weren't it?
Wasn't it just? Eh? Yeah, wasn't it just?
Good little idea, that, Chris.
A nice one, yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
I had a whale of a time, Nicholas.
Fantastic. I did, actually. I did.
So I like whales.
You like whales? Mm. Yeah.
Do you know how you find out how heavy they are?
No.
You take them to a whale weigh station.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. Moving swiftly along. Obviously, we've got a bit of a problem on the comedy front, the stand-up thing here on this show. But... excuse me.
Oh, dear.
Dear.
Oh, no.
Bloody hacking cough, Chris.
You have. Terrible. You should get up the cigarettes,
Well, I am.
You said that last time, didn't you?
No, I will. I'm getting there. Eventually, I will get there. Anyway, what a good little show.
Oh, loved it.
And it's been really...
It must be a first in radio podcast, you know, having a live question session going on and neither of the people answering could get anything right.
Yeah, and also the person asking the question wasn't even in the building.
No, marvellous.
You know, or in the county.
No.
Come to that.
Where was she? She was
Leicester.
Leicester, hence a curry.
Indeed.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you have to think about that one, but if you live in Leicester, you'll totally understand where I'm coming from on it. Not that I have a problem with curries at all.
No,
I'm a massive fan.
Oh,
massive fan.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think probably we're done for today, don't you?
I think we are, young Nick.
Or on this particular one.
Bless you, my child.
I'd like the Reverend just to give us a little bit of a Christian send-off.
Yes, well, I should say thank you, fellow listeners. Enjoy your week. Blessings and felicitations to you all. And Nick will sign off.
What can I say? How do I follow that? Thanks very much for listening and thanks for being there. And keep listening. And I'd like to thank Chris again for coming on. Fantastic, Chris. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Catch you later, guys.